The Pale Lady of Faith, Ghost Stories Redeemed Through Scripture. Hey friends, have you ever curled up with a scary story about a ghostly figure wandering old halls, wondering what the Bible says about it all? Today we're going to do something fun and faith-filled. In this class, we'll explore the Pale Lady of Faith, that mysterious, ethereal presence in ghost stories, and see how Scripture can turn that chill into something hopeful. Let's talk about turning scary stories into reminders of God's love over coffee. The Pale Lady is a sorrowful spirit in white who shows up in lonely places looking for something lost. Legends like these pop up in old houses, foggy graveyards, and forgotten roads. We can look at the Bible and figure out how these stories point us back to the real thing instead of dismissing them or freaking out. Firstly, the Bible does talk about spirits. There are warnings about not messing with mediums or trying to contact the dead in the Old Testament. However, the scriptures also show that death isn't the end. Jesus defeated it. That changes the way we see ghosts. The Pale Lady might symbolize unresolved pain or fear in stories, but through faith, we remember that true peace comes from Christ. The Bible describes the afterlife this way. For believers, to be absent from the body is to be with the Lord. There's no wandering lost forever. The Pale Lady doesn't have to stay trapped. Scripture gives hope that every soul can find rest in God's mercy. We can share the gospel when we hear stories about restless spirits, because Jesus is the only one who can give you real freedom. The Pale Lady appears in ghost stories all the time to tell people what to do. Think about it with Bible eyes. Think about angels or even the Holy Spirit guiding people. God sends messengers in Scripture all the time. In a ghost story, you can think about listening to God's voice through prayer and His Word. The Bible says God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind so we can enjoy ghost stories without fear. So when the Pale Lady drifts across the screen or page, let it point you to the greater story. He walked on water and calmed storms. All spooky elements belong to him. Take a look at the accounts where people thought Jesus was a ghost after the resurrection, but keep it light. The disciples freaked out on the sea, thinking they saw a spirit. Jesus assured them, "It's me, don't be afraid." That moment redeems ghost fears. What seems supernatural and scary is usually the Savior. The Pale Lady of Faith becomes a symbol then. Pale, because she reflects the moonlight of partial truth, but faith fills her with the full light of Christ. Ghost stories entertain, but Scripture keeps us grounded. It reminds us that evil spirits are real, but defeated. Jesus cast them out and gave his followers authority over them. If you hear a ghost story, smile and think, "Yeah, but God wins." The Bible is full of dramatic deliverances and victories. From the plagues in Egypt to the empty tomb, light triumphs. So to wrap up this blog, ghost stories like the Pale Lady can be a fun way to talk about the eternal. They stir up questions about life after death, justice, and hope. Scripture answers those beautifully. It turns chills into comfort and mystery into meaningful faith. Read your favorite spooky book, but keep the Bible close. Follow the Pale Lady to the real light.